Weekly locker room chats continue here tonight on KNZA as we talk Sabetha Blue Jay football with the head coach, Caleb Moeller. It's brought to you by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, Sailor Insurance Service as well. The Blue Jays coming off the first loss of 2025. Boy, just a heck of a game in Seneca, the rivalry at Nemaha Central. Coach, you get down early, you fight back. You certainly have opportunities late in that game, but when the clock hits zero, it's a two-point win for Nemaha Central, 20-18. Just take us back to it last week and just kind of a few overall thoughts and takeaways from that rivalry tilt.
Yeah, you know, overall it was a great Friday night football game, and, you know, that's what you want to be a part of as a program. And, you know, like you said, we fell down quickly, you know, scored on their first play, and then we had to punt, and then they went down and scored, and really that's the first time we hit adversity all season. And I was just really proud of the group and the leadership that we had to battle back. And that's what I told them on the sideline is, hey, we got to get things rolling, and we got to get them our way. And they sure responded to that. And I was, you know, always looking forward to that. The first time in the season is how do we respond to that? And that really tells us how our leadership is on our team. And really pleased with how they did that and really battled through a lot of things in that game. And, you know, like you said, we had a chance at the end, and we just got to take advantage of those opportunities. And, you know, had a couple field goal chances there, but, offensively, we need to move the ball in those scenarios and punch it in, and really put the pressure on them. So, you know, overall, like I said, in the situations that we were in, I would make those same decisions again. And, you know, we trust Jayton Meyer, and obviously kicked a field goal right before half as well. And, he's a weapon on special teams, and, we're going to keep using him throughout the season.
Yeah, I know you have emphasized special teams throughout the course of the year, and obviously something you're going to continue to utilize. But a couple of things I take away from that. Adversity at this point in the season, you kind of touched up on it, saying like it's really the first time we've really had to face that kind of adversity. It says a lot about your team and how good you guys have been, because we're week six going on week seven now and really finding out about your team, at least this late in the season. What was the sideline like getting down early, seeing that leadership kind of come out and come into play when you really hadn't seen it or hadn't really needed to utilize kind of facing that adversity, you know, at least at this point in the season or until this point in the season?
Yeah, you know, there's after 14-0, you know, there were some heads down, and you know, especially after years and years of not really having much success against Nemaha Central, and you know, I was just kind of worried about what we would do, you know, going down 14-0, but we had a bunch of guys responding and a bunch of guys on the sideline that wanted this game, and obviously, you know, our goal going into every game is you know, take advantage of what is presented in front of you, and just playing your heart out. And I saw a switch turn in our guys, a lot of our guys after that. And, that's really what we look at, as a coach is how do we come back from being down and getting punched in the mouth? And, you know, I really think, you know, obviously it's a loss, and, you know, you can learn a lot from a loss, and, you know, being in this game and having those chances at the end, just makes our guys even hungrier. And, I think that's what we'll see in the next coming weeks. And, this game will carry us a long ways, and, getting prepared for the playoffs and understanding where we are as a team and what we can really do. And, you know, offensively being able to move the ball like we did and on the ground and, against a good defense and just the confidence that they gained from that and doing what we're doing, especially, you know, changing some things at the beginning of the year and really getting our stride here at the end of the season.
So about the football coach, Caleb Moeller, joining us. They're back at home here in week seven. Oskaloosa, the opponent in district play. We'll talk about that matchup after a timeout here on KNZA. Got a few more minutes with Sabetha Blue Jays football coach Caleb Moeller. Our locker room chat here ahead of week seven of high school football. It's brought to you by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance Service. Coach, coming into a prep week off the first loss of the year against Nemaha Central last week. How has the energy been in practice this week gearing up for this game against Oskaloosa?
Yeah, you know, obviously, you know, coming back from a loss, and we have guys that are focused, and ready to be locked in, and you know, we've had that throughout the season, and I just see the guys wanting to improve each and every day. So, like I said, the leadership is there, and they're a player driven team, and we are going to practice like that, and we're going to get what we need out of the guys each week and the focus that we need in this week, and they're going to be prepared, ready to go by Friday.
Well, let's talk about the opponent this week in Oskaloosa, a team that won their first two games of the season in league play, beating Pleasant Ridge and Valley Falls, but four straight losses: Jefferson County North, Atchison County, Nemaha Central, and most recently Hiawatha last week. You put this Bears team on tape, what do you see? What stands out about them?
Yeah, you know, first thing that stands out is their quarterback, and obviously a very, very dynamic quarterback, and he tries to create a lot of space for himself. And they spread out the ball, and they've got all the spread formations and every scheme of the passing tree. And, you know, it's going to be a good test for us because we haven't really faced a true passing team yet. And, you know, trying to contain the quarterback and not letting him get out of the pocket and having room to run. And, they got some receivers. They've got a big tight end receiver type, and, we're looking forward to the challenge of what they present.
I feel like it's a good thing. You know, you mentioned seeing a team that does certain things offensively. You know, week seven, you hadn't really seen a team maybe present certain things that they are going to bring. But, you know, when you get to the playoffs, you just don't know what the matchups are going to be like, and you want to be certainly prepared for every single possible scenario. So in that sense, I think it's a pretty good idea to, you know, kind of get something outside the box here this late in the season.
Yeah, you know, being in the Big East League and seeing the offenses that we do, and, you know, Nemaha and Perry are kind of a spread offense, but they like to run a lot too. And, you know, in the playoffs, we're going to see a true passing team, and we're going to be able to have to cover, what they present. And, yeah, I think Oskaloosa, you know, going from the double wing to, spread, it's a change, and they're going through that transition, but, they're doing some good things, and, you know, they've had obviously six weeks under their belt of the new offense, and they're having some success passing the ball. So I expect them to do that a lot Friday night.
Finally, Coach, give us a few keys, expectations. What is it going to take to get a win against Oskaloosa this week?
Yeah, I think, you know, just doing what we do and building on what we have been doing all year. You know, taking advantage of the opportunities that are presented. Obviously turnovers, is a big key. Obviously last week we were, you know, really the first time we were able to turn over Nemaha Central, in quite some years. And, you know, our defense, is taking advantage of those, getting the right spots. And, you know, I think that'll be key this week. And obviously in our offense, we haven't really turned it over at all either. So, you know, turnovers are huge throughout the game, throughout a high school, game. And, we just need to take advantage of those opportunities when they present themselves, and make sure we're taking care of the ball when we're on offense.
There it is. It's about the Blue Jays football coach Caleb Muller joining us off the 2-point loss to Nemaha Central. They're back at home this week, taking on Oskaloosa, week seven district matchup. Oski out of the Northeast Kansas League. Coach, we really appreciate the time as always. We'll do it again next week.
All right. Thanks, Brandon.